Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for hour two of Fantasy Sports Today right here. Joe Pizzapia, Davis Maddock with you, taking you through all things fantasy sports. In this hour, we're going to have a little discussion with Craig Mish and some spring training, a little fantasy reality, which is always a good time. The kids love the fantasy and the reality. They can't get enough of it. And we'll also talk a little sports cards with Josh Cohen, as we always do here on Tuesdays on the program. Craig Mish hopefully will be joining us in a bit. Fingers crossed it all works out well, and the wonders of technology live from spring training. How exciting, unbelievable. Davis, can you believe it? We're here. Spring training's happening already. It almost feels like some sense of normalcy again, right? Because we actually are having the sport that's appropriate to start, starting at the appropriate time for once.
It's amazing, man. I mean, listening to the spring training games on the radio, experiencing the new spring training rules where a manager can just stop the inning if his pitcher has thrown too many pitches, and getting mad about arbitrary rules. It's all coming back, you know, overreacting to guys hitting home runs in spring training, overreacting to who's stealing and who's not stealing, and new pitches and everything. I mean, it really is. It's fantastic. It is the best to have baseball back.
Well, we've also got a lot of basketball action for you as well. So here's some of the headlines for tonight into your sports world. So 14 spring training games today in action, we just talked about. But we're also going to have the Los Angeles Clippers at the Celtics tonight. Got Denver-Milwaukee taking on each other. And that is going to be the highlights of today's six-game NBA slate. Number 3, Baylor at number 6, West Virginia. Number 4, Illinois taking on number 2, Michigan, also in college basketball. And Albany will part ways after 20 seasons. So are you somebody who's very into March Madness, Davis? Because I am someone who is not. I admit it. March Madness, not my bag, not my jam. It's usually when baseball's starting up, so my focus is always there. I'm always football 24/7 also. So for me, it's like, you know, NCAA basketball comes and goes. Last year, I didn't miss the tournament. I know a lot of people did. Are you a big NCAA tournament guy?
So I don't care at all about college basketball in the regular season. I will maybe watch some of the Jayhawks and some of the Oklahoma Sooners, especially if they have, you know, like a one and done guy, like when Buddy Hield and Trey Young and Blake Griffin way back in the day, when those guys were playing for the Sooners, I would watch some of the regular season games. But those first 2 days of March Madness, I will show up with bells on, sweatpants, hot wings. I'm ready to go. Like I will be locked in. We're going to be doing in-game live for March Madness instead of this show during those first 2 days of the tournament. And I'll be locked in. I'll be ready to go. And, you know, I'll watch it. I'll follow it. But it's just those first 2 days of March Madness. Like even as someone who doesn't like college basketball, those games are the best. Like that day of basketball is great.
You had me at sweatpants and chicken wings, Davis. You had me at sweatpants and chicken wings. I mean, what more do you need than that in life? You know, before we transition here and get Craig Mish on, I want to touch on something you said about the Blue Jays in hour one about that lineup. I can't emphasize how important it is that George Springer and that presence that Marcus Semien and him bring to this young team in terms of protecting that lineup. I think this was a really good offseason for the Blue Jays. They still need some pitching help, obviously, but I thought those two additions in particular are really going to help out these young kids, Bichette and Biggio, and of course Vlad Guerrero Jr., if indeed this is the breakout season for him. He seems like he's very focused, and I think whenever you have the talent that Vlad has and the focus, then along with it, it's almost an unstoppable sort of combination. So in your opinion, how was this offseason for the Toronto Blue Jays?
I mean, I think that they had a great offseason. I don't know if there's any other way that you can explain it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. shows up and he says he lost 42 pounds. 42 pounds this guy lost. I mean, look, man, if he is feeling lean and cut, I think we're going to be talking about a guy who's able to elevate himself. You know, he's not going to be hitting all these ground balls because he's going to be able to get all the way through on the ball. And Craig and I argued about this last week. I actually kind of like their rotation. Ryu, Ray, I'm pretty high on Robbie Ray. I think Nate Pearson, I mean, not only is he, like, he is a multi-year top 10 Baseball America prospect. This is a guy, and he's already in spring training, touching 99 on the gun. I mean, if Nate Pearson evolves into a top 10 starting pitcher in the American League, and I mean, look, Rowdy Tellez is their freaking number 8 hitter, right?
I know.
This is a guy who could launch his bombs. I mean, they are so good. I think they can win 100 games. Like, I am super, super bullish on the Blue Jays, and I think that they can. I mean, not only do I think they can win the division, I think they can win the World Series.
Look, I love Ryu, and I was very much on Ryu last year when everybody wanted to just throw him away, and I did not get that at all. And I thought that was very foolish because, like Semien, 2018 second half, he was brilliant. It wasn't just 2019 where it came out of nowhere. You saw it developing and changing, and if you pay attention to those positive trends. Now, I'm with you. Ray is kind of that linchpin for me of this rotation. We talked about Syndergaard for the Mets. It's Robbie Ray for the Blue Jays. Now, if Robbie Ray can get back to his old mechanics, because I know he was tinkering with some things, why in God's name you would tinker with your mechanics and your windup in a contract year, I will never know. But look, Robbie Ray is one of these guys who can go out there and throw up a 12-strikeout performance and go up there and give up 8 runs. That's Robbie Ray. If there's some consistency that can be found there, that would be great. That's what you'd like to see. And Pearson, I'm with you. There's another guy came up last year, struggled. But last time I checked, I remember Roy Halladay coming up and struggling mightily for the Blue Jays. So let's not get too crazy, too, with the small sample from Nate Pearson. There's still a lot of good baseball, I think, maybe ahead of him. And it could be as early as 2021. There's a lot of good baseball ahead for Craig Mish, too. So when we come back, he's going to be with us live. This is very exciting. Craig Mish at spring training. Out of his house, this is going to be must-see. You might want to set the DVRs. I'm telling you, this is going to be fantastic. So live from spring training, Craig Mish, when we return right here on Fantasy Sports Today.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fantasy Sports Today right here on Sports Grid. And this is very exciting. The crack of the bat, the sounds of spring, the pop of the mitt. Oh, we've got them all. And we've also got sound from our own Craig Mish, who is down in spring training live. They call him El Bandito now because he is obviously being very safe. He's wearing the mask. He looks great. He is outside. Craig Mish has not left his house in about, 9 months. This is really exciting stuff that he is out there. And Craig, first off, how does it feel to be out there with spring training going on? We talked about it before, Davis and I, a little sense of normalcy. But how is the feeling there for you? And what does it look like for the players as well? Do they feel like they are kind of back into their regular groove, so to speak?
Yeah, guys, I mean, look, it's definitely a surreal thing. Again, I did attend a lot of games during the last regular season, and those games were at Marlins Park. So this is the first spring training that I'll go through like this, because last year we had a regular spring training, essentially. We were shut down, I think it was almost 3 weeks from a year ago today. But normalcy, I guess, Joe, is having 20% of the fans here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. The Cardinals obviously would have 7,000 people here today if it was allowed, but we'll do the best that we can for the fans. But it's definitely great to be at a spring training game with live action again, I'll tell you that.
Catcher number four, Yadier Molina.
Davis, you want to take a question for Craig?
Yeah. Who's standing out from you guys out there? Have you got to see an in-person home run yet? Have you got to see anything, you know, that got the old adrenaline pumping out there?
I mean, Davis, you're looking great right here. I mean, the camera's the wrong way, so I'm looking at the two of you. But, it's still very early on in the spring. And, I would say that it's going to be a great thing to have some data behind some spring training numbers. And I know that we don't look a lot at that. But, we're still only a few days into this thing. And by the way, there's only 7-inning games being played right now. So they'll switch to 9 innings next week. But today it's Adam Wainwright against Pablo Lopez. So each pitcher will throw about 2 innings, provided they don't throw a lot of pitches. And then the other unique thing about this spring training, unlike others, is that any inning, they could just stop the inning and say enough is enough, which should have been done in spring training a long time ago. Those long innings make the games go so much longer. So another positive.
Craig, let's talk a little bit about Adam Wainwright. I know only 2 innings today he's going to throw, hopefully. But, you know, this was a player last year that another year older, but he came back with the team. And look, he was very good last year. Some of the peripherals, maybe slightly scary, maybe indicate maybe the WHIP and ERA are not really sustainable. However, sometimes as pitchers get older, they find ways to just get outs. And do you feel like at this point in time with the acquisition, as you're obviously going to be clapping your hands very shortly there, tell me, do you think with the acquisition of Nolan Arenado, there seems to be a renewed sense of excitement around this Cardinal team and around some of the veterans like Wainwright and like Yadier Molina as well?
Yeah, it all came together very late. Look, the Cardinals fans probably, Joe, for 3 months into the offseason, November, December, and even into January, probably thought, what are we doing here? The Cubs are going the other way. And so are the Pirates, and who knows what the Brewers are up to. But then very late on, they brought back Wainwright, they brought back Molina, and then, of course, they traded for Nolan Arenado. So, yeah, I got to think that there's a lot of optimism going into the season. I think the Cardinals really don't have a question going into the year. They're the prohibitive favorites about -110, -120, and that's what you can get on FanDuel. Arenado is going to make them at least 2 or 3 wins better over the course of the season. He's usually a 4 or 5 WAR player. So, clearly they should be the favorite, but strange things happen in baseball. You've seen it before. I've seen it before, too. I think the value right now is on the Cardinals still in the division.
Yeah, I think they actually do have a couple questions, and I think the questions are basically what ends up happening with Dylan Carlson, because Dylan Carlson is a top 15 overall prospect in baseball, basically the best prospect in the Cardinal system. He came up last year and was able to get in 119 plate appearances. I think that it's rational to say that he underperformed. 3 home runs in those 119 plate appearances, 264 weighted on base average, only hit 200 over that time frame. And if you look at their roster right now, You know, Carlson probably should be hitting fifth on a daily basis. He is a switch hitter, so you'd imagine that he's not going to get a ton of days off because the backups behind him are, you know, pretty uninspiring, and also some young guys. What, do you get the sense that the organization feels pretty bullish about Dylan Carlson?
Yeah, Davis, I think he's one of those players that is in no danger of being sent down, and you can't say that about every rookie in the big leagues, but I definitely think with moving Dexter Fowler, they're going to give him a full complement of opportunities and at-bats. You're right, he did struggle last year, but he was a minor league baseball hero for a couple of years in AAA and AA. And look, for me to say that he's going to be an all-star in his first big league season, I think is a stretch, but they don't really need him to be. They need him to be a 15 to 20 home run guy, 32%, 33% on base. And I think they'll get that. Look, Arenado and Goldschmidt are really formidable, 3-4. Let's also not forget, at the shortstop position, Paul DeJong is a 20 home run guy every single year. I mean, he really is when they play 162. So that's not a player to sleep on, especially in fantasy drafts. People just seem to forget about him. I think his ADP is like 20th round, but the guys are starting shortstop in fantasy.
We're talking with our esteemed leader, Craig Mish, here. We're live from spring training, Cardinals and Marlins, and everybody knows that Craig covers the Marlins. So I want to ask you, there's always early buzz around camp. Who's getting the early buzz right now at a Marlins camp? Because we all know that that's a real thing. So is there somebody right now that you've heard a lot of coaches or a lot of other players talking about in that Marlins camp?
Yeah, well, Joe, I mean, it's, again, the games just began, and they really had a shortened workout until the games. But I would say that, you know, Jazz Chisholm opened up the spring season with a home run, and he's essentially fighting to become the starting second baseman for the Marlins. I think that he'll end up winning that job, but he's at least he's playing today, so this will be his second game. We'll keep an eye on that and see what he ends up doing. So that's one player for sure. And then the other name that is really interesting is their starter who's going to start tomorrow, Eliezer Hernandez, who has one of the highest spin rates in the National League. He was a Rule 5 guy they got from the Astros a few years ago. Until he got hurt last year, he looked like a pretty solid three, not just on the Marlins, but on a lot of Major League Baseball teams. So that's another player I think that maybe teams are sleeping on. Everyone knows Joe Sandy Alcantara. Everyone knows Pablo Lopez. Everyone knows Sixto Sanchez. But Eliezer Hernandez is another interesting name, I think, to keep an eye on this draft season.
Well, that's one for everybody out there who is got their fantasy drafts coming up, no doubt about that. Craig, enjoy the game. Enjoy being out. I know this is really special for you. You love being at the games and covering the games. So seeing you there, even though you're wearing your mask and doing all your distancing, I'm glad that you're close enough to be there where the action is. So thanks for taking the time out to join us today and give us some great fantasy nuggets in the world of baseball. We appreciate it.
All right, Joe, and thanks for sitting in today. Miss you. Take care. Be well. Davis, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.
All right, good stuff there. And Davis, you know, when we're hearing about some of those guys in that rotation too, I mean, Craig makes a great point. Everyone's talking about Pablo Lopez and Sixto Sanchez and all of those guys, but maybe it's somebody like Hernandez that pops. Maybe it's somebody else too. You talked about the depth of that Marlins rotation, and Craig kind of reiterated that today, which is, hey, you know what? Maybe they don't have the same star power as some of the other teams of the National League East, but they do have a deep rotation and they do have a competitive team. And if Corey Dickerson bounces back, I mean, he was a guy that said that last year was a very difficult personal year for year. He had some death in the family and things like that. And, you know, 2020 was just a very difficult year all the way around, but I don't think the Marlins are a cakewalk. I agree with you. And what are your thoughts about not only the top of this rotation, but also the rest of it?
They are not a cakewalk. I have to say, Sixto Sanchez is a fascinating prospect to me. This is a guy who never in his professional career has been over a strikeout per inning, but he is, you know, basically regarded by the market as like a future star in terms of a starting pitcher. So I wonder if Sixto is like maybe more of a long-term, you know, third starting pitcher as opposed to a number one overall guy. I think that Eliezer Hernandez actually might offer some of the better value in fantasy drafts in terms of some of the strikeouts I expect him to earn.
All right, I'm a Sixto Sanchez guy, not just because I like the name, but I like the stuff. I like some of the comparisons, too. And I like when I hear other great pitchers talk about him, very excited. I heard Smoltz, heard Pedro Martinez. When you hear the excitement in their voice talking about
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
A pitcher, it's something that you should pay attention to. Also, more future stars in baseball in the world of baseball cards. So Craig Mish, through the power of television, sits down with Josh Cohen to talk about them. So don't go anywhere. Sports Cards with Josh Cohen. We come back right here on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. Each and every week we catch in and catch up on the sports card market with Josh Cohen from PCSportsCards.com, sending the most cards in the country to Professional Sports Authenticator, otherwise known as PSA, in to get graded. And this week, some epic proportions were blown this week, where PSA essentially... a rumor came out about them, Josh, where the prices were going to be changed, and you took in and sent out, I believe, if the number is correct, 30,000 cards this week. Is that correct?
It was like 30,348.
30,348.
Something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's certainly a big number, and that's news enough to even start off here. But the bigger news, of course, came in late, very late at night and then early in the morning on Monday, where it was announced that PSA was going to be changing their prices to grade cards. And that is the huge story in the grading industry today, because they are the leader in card grading. And they changed all their prices across the board. To send in a card that is vintage is essentially double what it was less than a week ago, and a card that was in the modern category, 1972 to 2018, went from $12 to $20. To send in express cards, used to be $75, you get your card back in a month, it's now $150. And most importantly, if you don't have a membership to PSA, the cheapest card that you can send in to grade is $100. So Josh, I know that you run your business and your group submissions, and in the next week or two, you'll have an announcement on when you're going to be taking cards and kind of how it's going to affect your business. But I'm wondering your thoughts on this, because just the community on social media seems to be so up in arms that they're no longer going to be able to submit cards for what they would consider an economical price.
Sure. So first I want to start by thanking my team for all the work they put in this week. They were here all weekend. One of them stayed at my house all weekend, didn't go see his family. Like, they really stepped it up. So all the thanks that I'm getting from everybody, I appreciate. But really, it's the guys that work for us that you really need to be thanking, because they put in a lot of hours this weekend to make sure that all those cards got in. So I want to thank them publicly for that. Yeah, I think that we're going to see some changes. When push comes to shove, Craig, a lot of the things that we talk about are a little are on the analytical side, right? So we look at how many cards we send in over time and all those fun things. So some fun stats are, in 2019, we sent in 38,000 cards. Between Valentine's Day and Leap Day or whatever, we sent in 48,000 cards in 2021. So that's a little crazy. Yeah. But we look at The first 8 weeks of the year, we sent in 148,000 cards to PSA for our customers. 100,000 of those cards were at what used to be the bulk level, which was the $99 declared value level. In theory, if you read the email from Steve Sloan this morning, they didn't get rid of the bulk level. They got rid of the economy level, or they kept the economy level not there, and they sort of said, oh, we're going to change bulk from $99 or $199. We're just going to standardize it to $499, and we're going to leave that. But then they took away the economy from the dealer, so we don't have access to an economy level, something in between bulk and regular anymore. It's just $499 bulk. You can call it economy. You can call it bulk economy. Call it value, whatever you want to call it. That's the cheapest you could submit a card. So we did have 40,000 cards submitted at that $499 declared value, supposedly faster level. So in theory, we're still going to get a lot of cards. It's going to slow down. People aren't going to send in $1 and $3 cards, hopefully. But I think it's going to be a change. I don't think it's as big a change as many people are predicting, though.
Yeah, I mean, I am predicting a big change because in the end, I know that what has become in the last 6 to 9 months has been a huge money-making venture for everyone, including me, including my co-host Davis, and you, of course, for submitting all the cards and running a big consignment business. But I guess the question that an average hobbyist would ask, Josh, is that while I know that a lot of them are in it to make money, of course, the large majority are, it just seems prohibitive to want to take a card from your collection now that is potentially $50. A year ago, you would have looked at a $50 card and said, wow, look at this, it's $50. Now, if you don't get your value back from the card based on you sending it in, you may not even want to pay the prices anymore. I think that that's a big change for some people.
That's going to be a big change. I think what this is going to do is PSA is going to sort of slow down the submissions for a little bit. And then they're going to start doing things like the swinging 60s, or they're going to do a Michael Jordan promotion, and they're going to really let collectors pick that time. But they're going to say, listen, this is your month to send in those cards at your discounted level. That's going to take even longer than the declared value $499 level. So I think they're going to pick and choose their spots and base it on how their business is going, instead of saying, hey, everybody send us everything, right? It's sort of managing their intake, so then they can manage their outtake. Somebody from PSA, one of their reps, actually posted today that in the last 6 or 8 months, they've hired 167 new employees and doubled their footprint. So take that into account, right? Everybody's saying, oh, they're not doing enough. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. They're doing everything they can. And this is just the next step in that process. So they're really trying to make it so everybody gets their cards back at a reasonable time. So it's really, they're really trying to do everything they possibly can. And some people are just, they just don't want to believe it, or they don't want to listen to it, or they don't want to see it because they see times taking longer. They don't take into account things like last February, we were sending in 1,500 to 2,000 cards a week, and we've sent in over 15,000 each of the last 6 weeks. Hmm. You know, it's like the economies like have grown so much. The economy scale has grown so much. It's just the next logical step that they need to take in order to get some kind of control over the cards that are coming in.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that people do with you is they send you the cards because you're what's called a group submitter, and then you send them directly to the company. Sure. For that, you get, of course, you know, some small discounts off cards, and it definitely changes the dynamic of directly sending it to PSA. They send it to you, and then you send it to them. How does all of this affect your business, where all the prices go up across the board? Do you need to take a step back as well and you know, take some time to figure out how you're going to still submit cards, or do you just get right back at it, take the prices that PSA has, and now they're yours?
So what we're doing right now is we're taking the next week or two to catch up. We stopped doing almost all of our other business practices when it comes to the submission side last week, so we can get all these orders entered. So we have about 18 submissions here to ship back to customers. We have a lot of updates, communication. We really pride ourselves on telling everybody the status of their cards every single day and updating it so they could see what's going on. And we haven't been able to do that. And we're going to play the next week or two to catch up, figure out what our pricing is going to be going forward. I really don't think we're going to be sending any cards in until the middle of March, the absolute earliest. We really need to get a handle on where we are and where we want to be as a company for these things. And that just means taking a step back for the next 2 weeks and catching our breath.
Yeah. And look, the good news is that for everybody who has cards submitted with you, that's the next step is getting those cards graded and getting them back. And I would almost guarantee that anybody who does this for a living or who grades cards often, as painful as it will be to have to pay more for your prices to submit, the good news is that all of the cards that you've submitted to PSA, either through Josh or not, are going to go up in value if they're in a slab. If they're charging more for the slabs, the cards have to go up. That's just the nature of the business. It is an incredible time for sure. Okay, now back to the specific cards. I know that you picked up a couple of hot baseball names for the season, Josh. One on the White Sox, one on the Blue Jays. Who are they?
We picked up an Eloy Jimenez Bowman Chrome Red Autograph and a Bo Bichette Bowman Chrome Red Autograph, both BGS 9.5s. We think they both had great seasons last year, and it's just going to continue. They're two young superstars, both with some pop, both with some ability to really hit the ball out of the park, and that's what people like.
Yeah, and is it still a buy time now for baseball? It feels like once those spring training games start popping on TV, the second anybody does anything, now everyone's buying that. Can you still get good value there, or is it time to pivot?
If you're looking for something rare, it's a good time to get a good value, but if you're looking at all those PSA 10s where there's 15,000 of them or 12,000 of them, it's time to start thinking about the next move. You can hold it and see if they're going to have an MVP-type season, rookie of the year-type season for some of the younger guys, but you're really going to see it's time to start looking at those football quarterbacks, and it's time to start looking at some guys that might make a basketball playoff run. We're seeing Harden explode again. We're going to start seeing the rookies really pick up. The rookie quarterbacks from last year are going to really start to pick up in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, for sure. And look, it's a very interesting time right now. And for those of you who are considering using Josh's either submission or consignment business, PCSportsCards.com is his website. As he said, no submissions, at least for a little bit. But once those get back going, you can send him the cards. They also do a great job consigning them for you if you choose to sell your cards. I have definitely done that as well. The Christian Wood card ended up getting graded. Josh sold it for me, did a great job there. My card of the week here, the card to look for the future, Detroit Tigers, PSA 10, 2019 Bowman Chrome Draft, Riley Green. This is a PSA 10. Bought several of these, sent them into Josh to get graded. I think I sent in 5, got 4 10s, probably the highest ratio of 10s that I've gotten in some time. So hopefully if Riley Green makes his debut over the next couple of years, I've got something there. He and CJ Abrams, to me, are two guys from that draft class that certainly have potential. Abrams, unfortunately, blocked right now with all the great players that there are in San Diego. Great to see you here, Josh, as always. Take a breather, hopefully, after this week. And we'll certainly catch up next week. We'll dive more into specifics, players, and things like that. I know people want to know what's going on with the grading process. So thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Craig. You know, I think the only guy you did better than on, other than Riley Green, was Steve Nash.
Yeah, Steve Nash did very well. Going to pay for some tuition for my kids with those Steve Nash cards. Joe and Davis will be back here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important...
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to Fantasy Sports Today. Before we get to a little fantasy reality, I want to talk to Davis Maddock about how many leagues he's doing this year in fantasy baseball. I kind of want to know that. I've kind of scaled back and I'm kind of focusing. I've got a couple of the expert leagues that I have to do, obviously, always. I'm a points league guy myself. I enjoy the baseball points version. My home league is points. It's got a lot of great people like Chris Meany and John McKechnie from RotoWire and a lot of great people in it who have become friends of mine over the years and integrated in. But I've got more football leagues than baseball leagues just because football for me is such a big focus. I'm curious, how many leagues you think you'll be at this year? I know you're doing NFBC and some other things, Davis. Are you like a double-digit guy or are you more like big investments on like smaller leagues, maybe like, you know, three or four big investments as opposed to like 10 smaller ones?
So here's my deal with fantasy baseball. It sounds like a great idea in March. In March, I'm like, oh my God, let me listen to all these podcasts. Let me draft all these leagues. And then the NFL draft happens, NFL training camp opens, and I absolutely cannot do waivers for that many leagues. So this is my plan. I am going to grind best ball for MLB. Our friends over at Underdog Fantasy launched their best ball product for Major League Baseball, and I'm going to crank out a bunch of those. But my plan is not – I would like to have three baseball leagues where I'm responsible for waivers. I think that is a good number, and I think that I can commit myself to doing waivers for three leagues over the course of, you know, the six-month baseball season. But any more than that – and I just would not do the waivers.
Well, I set up my home league now the last couple of years because a lot of us are people in the industry, actually. We end September 1st. League is over. So the playoffs start in the end of July into August. Like basically it's like after the All-Star break, we kind of basically head right into playoffs. And then the league is wrapped up by Labor Day. And then boom, we go right into football, which is much more preferable. And then you can enjoy the last month of baseball just for fun while football is really heating up and you don't have too much of worry. So I'm with you. I'd rather have quality leagues than the quantity right now in terms of baseball. And by the way, if you're preparing for baseball, go get your Fantasy Baseball Black Book 2021 on Amazon right now. If you buy a Black Book this week, all week, we're donating a portion of proceeds to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So please get in on that and let's do some good for your baseball investments and for the kiddos. All right, let's play a little fantasy or reality. We just had Josh Cohen on talking about sports cards. I know Davis has been talking about sports cards a lot, so let's get to our first fantasy or reality. Davis will spend more on cards than fantasy baseball this March. Now, I don't know if this is true. I think I've got an inclination. I know that you can only answer this one, so I'll have to answer this first. I'm going to say it's a reality. He will spend more on cards than on fantasy baseball because I've already kind of, see what I did? I kind of poked in there and found out some information so I can get a heads up on the question. So I'm going to say that this is a reality. Am I correct in saying so? That is the question. So Davis, more money on cards this March or more money on, let's say, fantasy baseball investments for best ball and everything else you're doing?
So you are right that this is a reality because I just sent in my first submission to PSA, which is going to cost a nice little chunk of change to get all those slabs graded. And you know what? I just cannot help myself. It is so easy to buy cards. I'm doing a fantasy baseball draft and I pull up eBay and I'm like, oh, you know, what's this guy? I just took Sixto Sanchez. What is his Bowman Chrome go for? Oh, I just took Harrison Bader. Can I get a $15 Harrison Bader card? And it is just so ridiculously easy to pile up the spending on these sports cards. So it is a reality. I will be spending a good chunk of change on both of these activities, but it will definitely end up being more money on cards than on fantasy baseball entry fees.
Well, for me, it's going to be fantasy. It's definitely more fees for fantasy baseball, I know, for me personally, because I'm just not investing in sports cards. I'm just not doing it. I know all the cool kids are. I'm missing out. It's okay. I've got my ones that I'm sentimental for, and God knows I have. You know, every now and then I like to open a pack of baseball cards. That's still got a little cachet. It's fun. I enjoy that, but now I'm not going to make the big investment. All right, let's get to number two. This is a player that you and I have talked about actually today a little bit. So Adalberto Mondesi will be a first-round pick in fantasy in 2022. Now, we were talking about how deep shortstop is a position. We're talking about, I think even off-air, we were discussing about Mondesi being such a boomer-bust guy and how you were aggressive with him in NFBC draft because if he does hit that 50 or 60 stolen base mark, that high watermark that he's capable of doing, that could be a game-changer in a deeper format, very hyper-competitive format. But I guess the question is, maybe just for the rest of everybody, did you see enough good at the end of the year from Mondesi to make you feel positive that 2021 will make him a first round pick in 2022? Fantasy reality.
This is a reality, and it's a reality for a couple different reasons. The first is, I think stolen bases are going to fall even more dramatically in 2021 than the projections are anticipating. I think a lot of these guys who are getting projected for like 10 steals, I think they fall to like 5 steals. I just think a lot of teams are becoming more sabermetrically inclined. And, you know, guys who maybe they're like, they have like a 60% success rate in steals or something, those guys just are not going to steal bases anymore because teams know that giving away outs on the base path, you just, the value proposition there is not good enough. The Royals are one of the few teams that just really aggressively runs. And the big concern that people have about Mondesi relates to batting average. He's fine. I mean, he's a career 250 hitter. Ariel Cohen's projections have him for 250. Steamer has him for 252. Zips has him for 254. The only projection system that has Mondesi for a quote-unquote bad batting average is the bat. And I know that Derek Carty stuff uses a lot of batted ball stuff and regresses batting average on balls in play a ton. But Mondesi is going to be a guy who has a 330, a 340 batting average on balls in play because he is so fast. And so I think Mondesi is going to turn in 250 batting average, 25 home runs, 50 steals, and I think the Royals are going to be better than people anticipate on offense. So I'm going reality. Mondesi will be a first-round fantasy baseball selection next year.
I agree with you about the Royals for sure. I think the Royals are kind of sneaky competitive this year, kind of like talked about the Marlins a little bit. I mean, I thought adding Santana in there, Hunter Dozier bouncing back, hopefully. You got Merrifield, you got Mondesi. You've got some talent there. Sal Perez, obviously, they're going to be competitive. And they got some young pitching coming through the pipeline, too, that's very interesting to keep an eye on. I think he's still outside the fringe in 2022. I think everything's got to break right for him to get there. And if he does hit the 50, 60 steal mark, he probably will be a mid to late first round pick in those roto drafts. But I'm just not sold that it's going to all come together. And I'm also looking at the bigger picture of the first round and how good the first round talent is this year. I mean, it's very strange that we have 6 players that you could make an argument for to be the number one overall pick. And you have that this year. You know, you could even argue the pitcher if you want to argue the pitcher too, in a DeGrom or a Cole or something like that. So I think it's fascinating because the depth of the first round has increased, but there's a bigger disparity now because you see the cliff in starting pitching. You know, if you don't have those elite guys or some of those top guys, my goodness, it's a little scary after that because you have a lot of young pitchers who are still kind of developing. And last year they didn't build inning stamina. And I kind of want to ask you a provocative question based on that. You mentioned all the projection systems. I take projections into account with relative position value, but I take a lot of 3-year averages and last season and everything into account. Do you think with last year being the small sample size that people should rely more or less on projections because some of the projections are really based so much off of that very small sample? And is that dangerous? I know it's a provocative question, but you're a smart enough man. You've got the cool glasses to answer it. So go ahead and answer it for me.
So I tend to rely on projections super hard in everything. Every fantasy sport I do, I rely on projections pretty hard. I am of the opinion that projections are going to have a very tough year in baseball in 2021, though, because they are really drawing off of 60-game samples, and they have no choice but to treat the 60-game sample as a 162-game sample, just the way that these projections are built. And so, for example, if I was going to put my faith in one projection system, though, it would be our friend Derek Carty. I think the Bat X has the best handle on the way to deal with the 60-game season, which I know is contrary to what I just said about Mondesi, because the Bat is the one projection system that really doesn't like Mondesi. But I do think that projections are going to have a tough year in 2021. I don't really think there is another outcome possible.
It's an important conversation, I think, for us to have, too. I'm glad we're talking about it because I think a lot of people out there, you know, my buddy Casey Bubba put it best, 2020 was a giant small sample size. And if we're going to take too much from the positive or too much for the negative, I think either way is wrong. I look back on who the players were in 2018, 19, get a better sense of that, because I think that will inform you way more than what you saw out of anybody in 2020 necessarily. All right, last one, switching gears from some baseball talk to a little NBA, the Knicks. Another team more respectable this year. We talked about respectability. So here's the question for you. Fantasy reality, the Knicks will make the second round of the playoffs in this 2021 NBA season. Davis, is that a fantasy or reality?
So I'm going to say that this is a fantasy, but I know that you are a New York area guy. I don't know if you're a Knicks fan or not.
I am not a Knicks fan, though. I have no allegiance. So okay. I am Switzerland here when it comes to the NBA. I just like certain guys watching them play. That's my bag. So
right now, the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference. Technically, they are basically tied for fourth, the way that things work because of the in the loss column. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know how long they will be able to sustain this. They're being chased by the Heat, the Celtics, the Raptors, even the Hornets, honestly, I think might be better than the Knicks. But it would be incredible if the Knicks won a playoff series. It would be huge for basketball. It would be huge for Top Shots, right? Because the Knicks are basketball to a lot of people. Like, they really are basketball to a lot of people. So I'm going to say that this is a fantasy, but I want it to be true because I'm not rooting for any team in the Eastern Conference. My team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're terrible. They're not going to make the playoffs. So just for the good of basketball, I would absolutely love for this to be a reality, but I'm going to sell it.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm going to say something nice here for a second. Knicks fans are great. I have a lot of friends who are Knicks fans, and they are so loyal, and they stick with this team. And the last 20-plus years have not been good. They have not been kind. So I want to give them a little bit of credit. That is a great fan base. And you're right. It would be good for the NBA. It would be good for the Knicks. I think if they can hang into this middle seating, they could get to the second round. I think that's a reality, but I think it becomes an absolute fantasy if they drop to 6-7-8. Like, if they drop into that 6-7-8 range, I think they're going to be bounced by one of the top teams. You know, whether it's a Brooklyn, whether it's a Philadelphia, somebody like that's going to bounce them early. So the key for this question to me is all about sticking into that upper middle area. And if they can do that, if they can linger at 4 or 5, start dropping down to 6, 7, 8, I don't feel so good then. Then I start to get a little bit worried there about where they might match up with somebody. So good stuff there. And it is stunning to think that a team in the big market like the Knicks, you know, can be just kind of toiling like this for decades and decades. It's terrible. It needs to turn around, and I'm glad the Knicks are playing better. And I know the Knicks fans out there that I talk to, my friends, they're enjoying this team. They're enjoying this run. I think they're realistic. They know they're not in the same class as the teams that have the superstars, but that's okay. That's fine. It's just good to see a better brand of basketball at the Garden, the hollow ground of the Garden, where everybody wants to go play, where Kobe has a huge games, where Michael Jordan has a huge games. Unfortunately, the Knicks haven't had those kind of players in the last 30 plus years. And it would be nice to have some more of them. It's been a long time since Patrick Ewing. A very, very long time. All right, we're almost done here, but not quite. So when Davis and I come back, we're going to put a nice little tight bow on everything with a little Sports Grid 60 and then pass the torch to more of our programming here on Sports Grid. So don't go anywhere. Davis and I will return with a little rant of our own. We'll come back right here on Sports.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a privilege it is to be back here just a few weeks after I left this show. It's like home, and I want to thank Brett and James for making me feel like I'm at home again. Of course, want to thank Josh Cohn for coming on with us, talking sports cards, and Craig Mist joining us live on his day off to go watch baseball. He still showed up just so he could talk a little baseball with us, and I want to thank Davis Maddock also, which is great to spend some quality time together. And as always, we wrap things up here on Fantasy Sports Today with a little Sports Grid 60. So, Davis Maddock, take the ball and run with it, my man.
All right, so I have a weird topic today. Not that any of my Sports Grid 60s topics are ever that normal. But Joe, have you noticed that every chain restaurant is coming out with a spicy chicken sandwich? McDonald's,
yes.
Burger King, Wendy's, they're all coming out with a spicy chicken sandwich. And let me tell you this. None of them are going to be better than the Popeyes spicy chicken sandwich. It is the best. It is unparalleled. It's so good. It's so crispy. It's so buttery. It's so spicy. It is the perfect fast food sandwich. No other. Do not go to McDonald's and get the spicy chicken sandwich. Don't try it. Don't test it out. The Popeyes is the pinnacle, and everyone else needs to stop trying.
You know, I don't know if you realize this, but Craig Mish is a chicken sandwich connoisseur. We've had literal shows almost dedicated to chicken sandwiches. So you're gonna have to share this with him. I'm with you. I like the spicy one over at Popeyes too. It's got a nice little blend. It's very good there. So Davis is right. Don't believe all this noise going on. Also, don't believe all the noise too when it comes to a free agent, a veteran like JJ Watt, and you think, oh, he just wants to go somewhere and win. He wants to go somewhere where he's appreciated. And J.J. Watt felt more appreciated with a two-year deal that was paying him more money with a competitive football team. And who's to say the Cardinals can't be a Super Bowl team? Of course they could be. But at the same time, you know, this whole notion of, oh, he could go home again, what a great story, or Buffalo's knocking on the door and all these great things you could possibly make up for these narratives in your head. At the end of the day, great players want to be one thing, valued. And if it's by a contender or somebody else, at the end of the day, it's all about that value in return that the organization is showing them. All right, that'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Davis Maddock, I'm Joe Pizzapia. We'll see you next time, kids. Have a great day.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.